Yay, I get to turn left. This could either be fun or not.
Oh no, you're coming off first. You're coming off there by, you know what I would do? And I do this a lot during the daytime, is I'll go down through town and go up to the stoplight. I'll just go through town because coming out of there is a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, looks like I might be able to get out of here. I thought about going that way. I could wave at Pete while I go by.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, even us with the fire trucks, there's times I'll make the turn, I'll go, what? And I'll be sitting there 5-6 minutes waiting. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm going, next time I'm going around town, and I will. Yeah. Well, so, yeah, how was your video game day on Sunday?
It was pretty good. We, my buddy has actually got his significant other, a computer going, so we were all playing, video games. We were playing Team Fortress 2 and stuff like that. So that was pretty fun. And it sounds like we might be doing that again. So, it's good stuff. I had to actually give him a Windows install USB stick yesterday on my way down to Cadillac. He went to log into Google Chrome, and it kept redirecting to Yahoo. And no matter what he did, he kept switching it back to Google. And I've seen that before. That is a really fun form of malware. So basically I told him, shut that thing off, unplug it from your network, do not power it back on. You got some sort of malware in there. And he had to start over from scratch. He lost all of his data.
Oh brother, I know. I had to do, I got this one problem with my Dell, and I don't know why it picks up Wisconsin, thinking I'm in Wisconsin. It'll come up with Wisconsin for maps and stuff like that. I'll go, no, I'm not in Wisconsin. I have to redo it. So I went and got back on today, and it put me back in Key Wayne. So I was glad of that. But there for a while, my phone, my tablet, and that would just put me all over in Wisconsin for some reason.
Well, are you using, is your internet service via cellular?
Negative. It is Charter. It is Charter. I even called and told them, hey, every time I power down my thing and kick it back on, it's sending me over to Wisconsin. And it's just driving everything nuts. I finally got it fixed, but it just surprises me.
That's interesting. I don't know if I've had that issue specifically. Whenever I use our shop internet, and I'll pull up like APRS, FI, it'll say I'm in Holland. But we have a router in our shop that tunnels everything to our Holland location, so whenever we browse the internet, it's as if we're in Holland. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, we put APRS on the phone, and that's got me way over in Japan for some reason. I got to figure that out yet, too. You know, I got to probably put in my land long, and then it'll come back, but I don't know how to do that yet. So next time I get in town, I'll get with Joe, and we'll figure out why it's doing that.
Right. I'm trying the local receiver again. Yeah, that doesn't sound as clean. So. But, yeah, I understand that. And most of the time, the way that websites will give your location is based on your IP address and where your service provider is, where your service provider thinks you are, which is not always correct.
Yeah, it's like right now I've got back on, here was it, I'm on, I had to input something here for Microsoft, so that may have been too, because I've been out for a while or so. OneDrive, yeah, I had to do update the OneDrive, and now it's got my GPS location in Microsoft Edge, so yeah, there we go. But nope, it's just trying to get used to all this stuff. I mean, we didn't have this back in the day. I like that Anytone. I really do. So, I don't know. I may call Anytone or I'll call Bridgecom and ask a couple questions. Maybe get some help on it to figure out what I need to do.
Yeah, there you go. I know that you can, you have to pay for it, but you can have them create you a code plug and everything with area repeaters, but they use information from, repeater book, and that's not always correct. It's only as correct as the people that update the, repeater book, and a lot of people don't update repeater book with their repeaters and stuff. But, yeah.
Right. That's what I'm finding, too. It's like anything, you know. It's like some of the things for radio reference, they aren't up to date. You know, some of the things they put there. Yeah, no. It's interesting to put that way. So, yeah. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go so you can kick on some music and enjoy your ride up north, though, Drake. So we'll talk to you later. Mobile safe, and we'll talk to you soon. NATMH, KCABSU, 73.
Yeah, 73, Toby. Have a good one. NATMH, mobile.